Hello, lovely human beings. My name is Michelle Mitchell. I'm a designer, illustrator, and author with a passion for human rights and love for all. Speaking up for those who cannot yet speak for themselves or for those who have spoken but do not feel heard. I take this time to welcome you to Freedom Fridays, giving you the safe place you need to be free and stay free, your moment and space for inspiration and encouragement, equipping you with the tools you need to break free from limiting beliefs and the ability to help someone else do the same. You are more powerful and amazing than you could ever imagine. So come on in. It's Freedom Friday. It's freedom. It's freedom. Welcome to episode 7 of Freedom Fridays. Can you believe it? We've spent 7 consecutive and supportive weeks together. I would say that sounds like the making of a very good relationship. Thank you once again for listening, for supporting, and for just being you. Shout out to all the subscribers and everyone who has been sharing the podcast. Because of you, Freedom Fridays will now receive sponsorships, which will still be shared by me and in my voice. So please keep listening, because it helps. And of course, you made it here again. You are alive today, and that is a beautiful thing. So I celebrate your life this morning, noon, or evening. You are amazing, and that's awesome. It's freedom. This episode is part 2 of Sorry Not Sorry. Honestly, this topic can be a podcast in itself, but I'm here to start you off on your recovery from over-apologizing syndrome, or the well-known, but not often spoken about, long-name phenomena of, why are you saying sorry when you didn't do anything wrong? You just shared your opinion, which is valid, but for some reason, you still feel like you have the need to say I'm sorry, disorder. I used to suffer from a chronic case of this. Even if I didn't say the words I'm sorry out loud, my thoughts and sometimes my whole being, including body language, was in a constant state of apologizing. What's up with that? This is what's up. I think that is a learned behavior. For example, as a teen worker bee, I saw that women in the workplace were repeatedly apologizing for having a strong opinion or an unconventional point of view when they spoke. And those who didn't apologize were talked about, even gossiped about, for being too arrogant or full of themselves. So if you wanted to avoid the pressure of not being liked or not being called a you know the word, it starts with the second letter of the English alphabet. You would just follow suit, learn the lingo, don't take too much credit for your success, don't hype yourself up too much, and don't firmly disagree with someone else, especially not a man, and definitely not someone in leadership. Every workplace is different, right? I'm not saying this goes on in your current workplace. I'm sharing with you how this is learned. On that same wavelength, you have men that have been told similar things since they were boys. Don't try to always stand out and be the leader. You don't have to make it known that you're better than everyone else. You can come across as too cocky or arrogant when you speak like that. And sometimes these are accurate observations, but if you listen in on the times when these statements were shared with younger boys and teens, it wasn't always because they were doing or saying something negative. They were just holding space in the world for themselves and walking in confidence. But our society sees too much confidence and assurance in oneself, especially in people who come from marginalized communities, as a negative. And that's not cool. This negative response to pure confidence is debilitating and creates a generation of individuals who cannot freely grow and share their perspectives in a healthy way for fear of judgment or being ostracized. And if they are so bold to speak their mind, they follow it up with an apology. Well, I say, let's change that. Let's become a generation of people that share views and opinions in a healthy and respectful manner. No apologies necessary. Your voice is so valuable. Use it for everyone's good and to positively impact your listeners and hopefully our world. It's freedom.
Spotlight time.
This season and every season is all about uplifting and supporting our people. So I'm shining a light on me. You know the story. Designer, author, lover of all things communication, with a heart for social justice and human rights concerns. What you may not know is that in 2018, I started my own company named All for Freedom. All for Freedom is a design creation and consulting company where all projects and experiences are created with a focus on freedom for others and ourselves. And do I have to say it? Yeah, I'll say it. Host and content creator of the Freedom Fridays podcast, which you just so happen to be listening to right now. And for those who asked, how can I support your podcast? How do we keep this going, Michelle? Can I donate or send money for the cause? Yes, listeners can now support monetarily as well. With a small monthly donation, you can help to sustain future episodes. Whatever you can give, I welcome it with the most grateful and open arms. And I thank you in advance for helping me to level up this podcast. You can find that link under the words support this podcast in every episode's description. Follow me on Instagram at Michelle the Creativist. Check out my artist portfolio and shop at michellemitchell.art. And definitely support this podcast. All links will be in this episode's description. BT Dubs, Spotlight Time is all about genuine support. And if you have a Black-owned brand or business that you think I should shout out, please let me know. Send a message to contact@michellemitchell.art with the subject BOB Spotlight. Now let's get back to the discussion. It's freedom. Ooh, this one is good. This one is good. Apologizing for your success, for making it out, for growing, and for moving forward. As people, we're always evolving. Things change, times change, and so do people. Some people had to move out of their homes, communities, friendship circles, and even leave their jobs in order to grow. One effect of this can be people judging us or blaming us for leaving them alone, for leaving them stranded, deserting them, neglecting them, for leaving them high and dry. But sometimes the people that leave can only help the people that they love by leaving and then gaining enough strength, gaining enough resources so that when they come back, they can help bring others with them. You cannot live your life apologizing for doing what was right. You cannot apologize for being one of the few to make it out of a bad situation while others chose to stay. You cannot apologize for your growth while others, people you know, honor, and love, stayed stagnant. I feel like you needed to hear that today. And I'll be here tomorrow, and the day after that, and the day after that. To say it as many times as you need to hear it. Because I love you. It's freedom. One more thing. Remember in episode 5, I said I have some huge news to share with you? Yep. Well, episodes 1 and 4 of Freedom Fridays will be a part of the training content for the University of Missouri's Career Center staff. I 100% believe that diverse voices make us better. If you're just listening to one perspective, one voice, one experience your whole life, you are truly doing yourself a disservice. It's freedom. Well, we're going to pause here because we've sadly reached the end of this episode. We'll press play again next time. Make sure you subscribe to the Freedom Fridays podcast. Please rate and leave your lovely review and like and comment wherever you're able to. Want to stay connected? You can find me on the interwebs at michellemitchell.art and on Instagram at Michelle the Creativist, one L in Michelle. Always remember, you are beautiful. Handsome, creative, intelligent, inventive, powerful, amazing, worthy, valued, and loved. More than you'll ever know. God bless you, love. Laters.